God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of rest.
Hi everybody, welcome back to the Hey You series with Petty. So before we start, there are a few things I want to straighten out. The music that is playing in the background is not ours, so don't be coming after me. And also, because we couldn't do interviews physically, I had to do phone interviews. I just hope you get what we are trying to say and you get helped by this. Today I've got a special guest, my friend Amanda Nyagato Manyeruke. Hi Amanda, welcome to the Hey You series with Petty. So can you just introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, thank you so much for having me here, Petty. It's such an honor to be on this platform. You are also an inspiration to me, so yeah, I guess that's girl power. Amanda is a transformational speaker, a budding author. I'm also founder and CEO of Aruka Foundation, an organization that has its main thrust on suicide awareness and prevention and any other issues that affect mental health. Also a minister. I love ministering through music, through ministering the word of God through music. Yes, so I guess that is me. I am a wife and a mother of two beautiful girls. Yeah, that's Amanda.
Girl, the pleasure is all mine. You are such an inspiration. Listeners, this girl was recently in Dubai, shining and presenting, and I've been stalking you, and I was like, wow, this girl is like going places. So Amanda, when people see you, they just think, you know, you wake up this cool, this fly, this whatever. They don't know that there is a story behind you. So in a bit, just tell the listeners about your story.
Oh my God, Dubai was amazing. All I can say is the grace of God is sufficient. And God has this way of turning nothing into something, and that is exactly what I am witnessing in my life. To cut the long story short, I got married at 19 when I was just about to go to uni to study law, and I had to dive into the adult world with such immature mindset, and I was very naive. There I was marrying my high school sweetheart, but I did not know what that meant. I did not know the level of responsibility that it took to raise a family, to have a home, to have a stable marriage and all that. So I guess that made me grow up very quickly, and the things that I went through, like at some point we had challenges of infidelity in our marriage, and at some point, you know, I lost my sense of self, I lost my identity, who I am. I guess I got to a point where I literally got lost and confused in, you know, life in general. The whole interpretation of what life meant and who I was got lost. And at some point I remember explaining to someone that I felt like I was in a box, and the box kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And at that point I felt like I just had to end my life, and and I attempted to commit suicide, and I thank God for giving me a second chance. And it's all those things that I then went through that made me the person that I am today. Because what I've learned is your scars are your badges of honor. So many times we go through things in life and we are ashamed of them because they are negative, but God uses those things to change us. God uses those things to change other people's lives. And like I always say, your story is not your own, it's not for yourself. Sometimes we go through things for other people, to learn from them, to be better people from, you know, your life experiences. So I guess it's all those things that I went through that made me the person that I am, that birthed all these things that I am becoming with time. It's unfortunate that I have to crash this, but I guess in short, that's what I can say.
So we are talking about the topic, you made a mistake, and that's okay. And a lot of feedback has already started coming since I shared my story. So I want to tell you why I took time to interview you. I'm reading a book called Don't Settle for Safe by Sarah Jakes Roberts. So this book was really challenging me. It was saying, take a trip from the way from your childhood, all the memories that you still remember about yourself, and open those doors in your life and face them. So I did that exercise and I realized that I'm a mess. There's those things that I just said as an ambassador growing up, but they really made an impact in my life. They really changed the way I view things in life. So I was praying to God in the evening. We always do prayer meetings at home with my family. So I was praying to God, saying, God, why did you let me help you people when I'm such a mess? And after prayer, this is what you told me. You said, you would never help my people if you were never broken. So Amanda, I want you to tell us a little bit about, you know, the times that you made mistakes and something like that.
Oh my God, the issue of being messed up really excites me, because if there's anything that I am sure of, is that God loves using messed up people. He has this way of turning a mess into a message. And he loves working with messed up people, because we are just so submissive to his voice. Because we, you know, a mess makes you lose confidence in yourself, and you get more confident in God. I remember there was a point in my life where I felt like I am useless and nothing positive can come out of my life because I had messed up so much. I remember I used to take alcohol and allergy pills just so that I could sleep at night. I remember there were days where I would just go clubbing just to have a moment of crazy, a moment of fun, because that had been lost in my life. I had become that messed up. I remember relying on alcohol. I remember relying on a wild lifestyle to fill the emptiness that I felt inside me. But God used that mess. It's that mess that I was in that has become a message to empower somebody, to transform somebody, to equip someone. If that mess of following the lust of the flesh that made me get pregnant at an early age, that God is now using to empower other young people, to inspire someone else who is where I was years back. If that mess of attempting to commit suicide that God is now using as a message to tell someone that no, it's not worth it. Life is worth so much more. And where there seems to be no way, God definitely does make a way. And he has a way of turning tables. And he has a way of making all things work for good to those that love him.
Wow, that's amazing. As I'm reading this book, Don't Settle for Safe, I've come to realize that each and every one of us is broken. You know, despite the what we post on social media, the truth is, if you really dig deep, there's something that happened to you that changed you, that hurt you. So people are broken. They are walking, they are posting pictures, but real deep down, they are broken. So Amanda, tell us, how did you overcome what you went through, that period in your life?
It's work. it's work. I remember there was a point where I had to look at myself in the mirror and really reflect on myself. Self-reflection is very important. That's the first step. And you need to be realistic with yourself, and because there's nobody else who's there. It's just you, you and yourself. And who are you trying to lie to? Who are you trying to pretend to? Change is not going to come if you're going to continue lying to yourself and pretending as if things are okay, yet they're not okay. So I remember the first step that I took was I had a lot of alcohol in my refrigerator, and I had to break all those bottles and throw away, you know, pour that alcohol down the drain, because God was never going to come and take those bottles out of my refrigerator and say, okay, Amanda, now I've taken the alcohol. No. I had to take those steps myself. I started changing the people that I would spend time around. I started changing the information that would come in my ears. I started changing the kind of books that I would read. I started feeding myself the information that I wanted. When you're at that point, it's hard to even reach out to those people who will be in those positions which you wish to be. But then simply following them on social media and just reflecting to the words that they say, the steps that they're making in their own lives, and implementing them in my own life made a huge change to me. And I had to take one step at a time, one day at a time. I started to forgive myself. I remember that was the biggest step that I had to take. And I remember once I accomplished that, once I managed to forgive myself, I felt this load taken off my shoulders. It was not easy. I had to talk myself through it. I had to acknowledge that I am human. I have weaknesses. I have flaws. Because I used to be so hard on myself. Especially when you make mistakes, when you make wrong decisions in life, you become so hard on yourself and you always beat yourself down for those choices that you've made. But once you forgive yourself, I remember once I had forgiven myself and once I had acknowledged that I am human, I'm prone to making mistakes, it's made moving on a lot easier. It's made trying new things a lot easier. That means there is room for something good to come out of me still. Something positive can still be birthed out of me because I then started to see myself from a whole different perspective after self-forgiveness. So I guess those are some of the major steps that I took in turning, helping myself move towards a positive life.
Girl, I admire your courage. I admire you. So, as we're closing, what can you say to the person that was exactly in this, that is exactly in the situation you were, or that was, but have not really been able to cope with it or to get through it? What are your words of encouragement?
My words of encouragement today to someone are that your mistakes make you imperfectly perfect. That wrong turn that you made was a necessary turn. Don't be discouraged by how the world perceives you. Don't let other people's perceptions be your reality. You know the reality. You know that it is just a detour. You know that you are rising above that wrong turn. You are rising above that wrong choice. There is hope. And always remember to forgive yourself. You are human. To err is human. That statement does not only apply when someone does wrong to you. It also applies when you do something wrong. Just take time to pick the lessons and let the lessons transform you. And you will know and you will see the spin-off at the end. Thank you so much, Petty, for having me. It is such a great honor to be on your platform, on your blog. God bless you so much. You're doing great things, and may He cover you and protect you from the attacks of the enemy. You know, I understand, like you're saying, when you share your story with people, it's sharing your vulnerability, and people tend to say a lot of things, but what matters is you're obeying. And believe me, God has great things in store for you. You're amazing. You're a dynamite. God bless you so much, and may God increase you and expand your territory.
Girl, thank you too for coming. Oh my God, you are such an inspiration. I don't know why I keep on repeating this, because, you know, you are like one of the people that I look up to, and I'm so proud of you. So thank you so much for coming, Amanda. This is not the first and the last. You're gonna be here. We're gonna have so many more. And when COVID-19 is over, I hope we can have a better a better interview where we can just sit and talk as ladies and discuss these issues. So listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Hey you, see you soon.